This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
First, we want to tell you that today marks the second day of Paul Manafort's trial in Virginia. Manafort is charged with tax evasion and filing false loan documents. The average sentence for tax fraud in this country is a little over a year in prison, a year and 3 months. Manafort is facing 305 years in prison. He is 69 years old. He has never been charged with a crime. If he's convicted in this trial, Paul Manafort will die in prison. The left thinks that's just fine. Manafort ran Donald Trump's presidential campaign. They believe he deserves to die for that. Well, watching from the White House, the president tweeted this today about the trial. Quote, looking back on history, who was treated worse, Alphonse Capone, legendary mob boss, killer, and public enemy number one, or Paul Manafort, political operative and Reagan Dole darling, now serving solitary confinement, although convicted of nothing? Where is the Russian collusion? It's an interesting point, actually. Al Capone ordered the murders of scores of people. He got an 11-year sentence and was released after just eight. He was barely 40 years old when he got out of prison, probably because he never made the mistake of managing an unfashionable political campaign. The plan for Paul Manafort, meanwhile, is to ensure that he dies behind bars. Mueller's lead prosecutor in this case, Andrew Weissman, is working hard to make sure that happens. If you were at Hillary Clinton's election night party in New York City, you may recognize Andrew Weissman. He was there, too, hoping to celebrate Hillary's victory. Now he is doing the next best thing, avenging Hillary's defeat. Keep in mind that in America, justice is supposed to be evenly applied. It may be the best thing about our country. Political differences aren't supposed to get you locked behind bars. And then came the resistance and everything changed. Opposing Trump became a matter of total war, whatever it takes, even if it means corrupting our justice system and ending a man's life.
Kind of amazing, huh, as to what's going on with Manafort. Interestingly, I was reading this morning from TeaParty.org, Judge Napolitano drops a bombshell. He says Manafort was exonerated of the same charges 8 years ago. So what's up with this? I mean, add that to your commentary there, Tucker, that, you know, that Manafort was exonerated of these same charges 8 years ago. I mean, even Al Capone, you know, to Donald Trump's point, you know, wasn't treated like this. But here it is. You've got somebody who is guilty of one thing, and that is being on the Trump team. This is what is causing, you know, everyday Americans to lose confidence in their government and the Justice Department. Maybe the good news in all this is that it's maybe going to get to the point that it's so ridiculous that we find out, you know, we finally have enough gumption and courage to do something about it and really clean this mess up. I mean, after all, this is a government of, for, and by we the people, which means that we are in the position of authority. Not even President Trump, ladies and gentlemen. You know, our elected officials, we, you know, give them that authority with our vote. But there's so much more that we can do, and this is why citizen activism is so critical, especially for this time that we're dealing with, if we're going to clean out the swamp. I mean, is there any doubt in your mind that the deep swamp and the deep state, you know, exist? Do you have any doubt whatsoever? Or do you think this is just something that Donald Trump has manufactured, that, some conspirators have come up with, conspirator artists and creative types have manufactured in their own mind and they're just trying to thrust this upon you? Or have you not seen enough of what's going on in our government? I mean, so much is suspect anyway that we questioned. Said, well, how could it be running this way? And you knew instinctively, if you had any instinct whatsoever, there was something not right. And that people are going to be upset when an outsider came in, because after all, as we've maintained consistently on this radio show, that so many people were being rewarded for the incompetence of the government. They were taking full advantage of it. Not just even here domestically, but as Donald Trump's been saying, you know, around the world. This is why the pressure on trade policy reform. This is Bill Martinez. We got Sam Nunberg, the one and only, coming up next. Stay with us. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Live.
Target focus, ladies and gentlemen, like anything, that which you focus on, it's interesting how even your subconscious kind of hones in on that. This is why this is so important that we do focus on getting this country back on track, no matter what the consequences in terms of, you know, it's all based on, I believe, you know, we have to base our goals on the truth of the matter. There's so much fake news and so many lies out there. I understand it gets a little messy and you got to wade through some of this stuff. And, you know, and I, in a lot of ways, I'm doing this for you. This is why we bring on experts to the degree that we do. This show is loaded with experts, people that know the truth, that have the expertise, have been around, that can give us the insight and save us some research time, or at least cause us to research the, so that you know, and that it's not an indoctrination process. And hopefully that's what we're doing and encouraging you to become activated citizens and participants in your government. The reason we're here right now in this mess that we're in is because many of us checked out. We thought, okay, look at, they tell us they're really smart people. They graduated from all these top-notch schools across the country. They know what's happening. Certainly they wouldn't do anything of evil intent against us. But suddenly America has woken up. The people have woken up and realized, yes, you may have forgotten us, but this is still our government. And surprise, surprise, here comes 2016, and the queen that you thought would be elected, thank God, did not get elected because the people came out in numbers to save this country. We were so close to losing this. You imagine where we'd be at today had Hillary been elected. That would be, that's the question, you know, that remains. Sam Nunberg, as promised, is joining us now. Sam, of course, the former Trump advisor, is here with us on Bill Martinez Live. Sam, how you doing?
It's great, Bill. Thank you for having me on. Sorry for the delay.
Not a problem, Sam. Hey, look, I appreciate it, especially in light of all this going on. I mean, do you watch what's going on with Manafort and think for a moment that that almost could have been you?
No.
No?
Okay. I would pay my taxes. I'm not saying he didn't, but that's what he's accused of. And I think that that's what essentially has gotten Manafort. Now, it's a very critical point here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into the weeds, because I know you have a sophisticated audience and you've been following this.
Yes.
Manafort was, for a long time, a target of the Justice Department.
Mm-hmm.
As you may recall, in a preliminary hearing for this trial, an FBI agent said that Andrew Weissman, while he was working under Sessions, before the special counsel was office, was or investigation was formed, had met with AP reporters. In other words, Andrew Weissman was already leaking to AP about this, and they got information from AP.
Mm-hmm.
They got a lead from AP. So what they wanted to do with Manafort in the beginning, they charged him. And these are two cases, remember, that are completely unrelated to anything having to do with his work with Donald Trump, to anything having to do directly with Russians. Mm-hmm. Not that it would matter. To anything having to do related to emails. Interestingly, yesterday in the case, Judge Ellis, who I was disappointed in some preliminary rulings he gave, was very hard on the government when he said to them, look, you can't call his clients oligarchs.
Yes.
Look, we don't need to see pictures of his suits. They are trying to make it out as if, you know, Manafort is guilty because he made money. And the other issue is, ultimately, we learned that they didn't, yesterday, in an exchange, the prosecutor in an exchange with Judge Ellis, did not commit 100% to having Rick Gates, a gentleman I've never spoken a word to in my life, testify. Now, that's important because Rick Gates, if they won't have him testify after Manafort's opening, his defense, his opening statement was that Rick Gates is really responsible for this money laundering, then how can we trust anything Rick Gates would say as a witness from Mueller, assuming that he, for his deal, he has helped Mueller, saying alleging collusion with the Russians? How can
exactly.
I trust him? What do I care?
Yeah, and Rick Gates is his partner, right? I mean, about as
Rick
much
Gates
a partner
works under Mueller, yeah.
Oh, you work...
Excuse me, under Manafort.
Under Manafort, right? Exactly. Yeah. When I made the statement, Sam, that you know that it could have been you in terms of the squeeze, and anybody associated with Trump campaign seems to be in the crosshairs of this Mueller, counsel investigation, and you know that's was my reference there. Not that you had anything to do with any kind of impropriety with any kind of IRS reports or anything like that. It just seems to be that if you're associated with Trump, you're in the crosshairs automatically with the Mueller probe.
Yeah, 100%, and they're very aggressive. Mm-hmm. Mueller went in there. I don't care what anybody else says. This is my opinion. Bob Mueller, I don't care if he served in Vietnam. I don't care if he was FBI director. Frankly, he had a lot of misjudgment, a lot of questionable actions while he was FBI director. One of his last, of course, was lobbying Barack Obama to have his protege replace him or be his successor. And as we know, James Comey is a psychopath and a liar.
Right.
That, you know, in my opinion, if James would like to sue me, you're more than welcome to. Let's go to court. And he went in there to impeach him. And he looks at all of us, anyone and everyone, all Trump associates, as if we're mafia. I was not treated well by Donald Trump. It's neither here nor there. But I was on that campaign for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I was grilled. I was called in. It would never have stopped had I – one of the reasons I don't think that they – have continued to call me in. There was talk about it. It was because of what I did publicly.
Mm-hmm.
And what I essentially said I'll continue to do publicly.
Right.
Was one of the reasons they don't. They would have continually called me in. They wanted me. I still get inquiries every now and then from public appearances or public interviews. So,
right, exactly.
Look, this is outrageous. And at the end of the day, here was the issue. We are T-minus 96 days out, I believe, today. Now, what are we T-minus 96 doctor from? We're T-minus 96 from Donald Trump's first reelect. You have two swing districts in Minnesota. Everyone needs to vote because I'll tell you what will happen if you don't vote. The Democrats will impeach a president. They will send it to the Senate. They will effectively try to destroy his presidency. They will try to make him the equivalent of a presidential unit.
Mm-hmm.
He will not be able to negotiate on the world stage. It will hurt the economy. It will
right.
hurt investment. And they have never gotten over this election. Look, I peddled birtherism. This is the new birtherism.
Yes.
They cannot accept that Donald Trump won. It had to be the Russians that delivered it, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and they continue. That's their story. They're going to stick to it, as they say. I also appreciate that Judge Ellis was pretty, pretty straight up with Manafort's legal team in terms of setting some boundaries here, not only about the oligarchs saying that, look, it's not a crime to be wealthy and not a crime to spend your money. That's not the issue. And he also didn't like, Sam, that they were putting the obvious squeeze. He wasn't going to let them put the squeeze in his court on Manafort. We've got Sam Nunberg with us, and we're going to be getting in a little bit deeper. We're going to talk Rosenstein. We appreciate you traveling. Maybe some of you might say we're a little bit in the weeds, but it's okay. It's for your information.
The only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world, MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at METAHempSolutions.com. That's METAHempSolutions.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit NewCar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to NewCar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Yeah.
like is fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, 6 to 9 Pacific. According to the Daily Caller, liberal lawyer and Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz slammed Robert Mueller over the prosecution tactics he is employing against Paul Manafort. He says it's very simple. His crime is being associated with Donald Trump. Don't listen to me on this. Listen to Judge Ellis, the judge who's presiding over the case. The judge ruled and said they're not interested in Manafort. Mueller's not interested in Manafort. They're just trying to get him convicted so they can squeeze him, Dershowitz stated. If you squeeze a witness, not only does the witness sing, but sometimes, according to the judge, the witness composes. Sam Nunberg is with us. Sam is a former advisor to the Trump campaign. And Sam, what did you make of Dershowitz's description there?
Yeah, I mean, well, there's two separate sets of thoughts on Robert Mueller. On Robert Mueller on Manafort.
Mm-hmm.
The first is that from Mueller's point of view, they think that they have such a shut and open case. What do they need him for in terms of the tax evasion? What do they care? What do they need him? It's a paper trail.
Mm-hmm.
The second case, it goes to lobbying. And what do they need him for there? It's another paper trail, and he admits it. So those are two separate. But with that said, they want him to flip. Yes, they want him to flip. They want him to give them testimony. Now, remember, this Russian oligarch, for argument's sake, the Russian oligarch who Manafort worked for, Mueller's team met with him. And this guy could have said that Manafort was engaged in some kind of conspiracy, and there was a direct quid pro quo type conspiracy with the Russians and the Trump campaign, and he didn't say that. Mm-hmm. He's the aluminum king,
right?
But they need him because ultimately this goes back to, and this is it. This is the reality. Bob Mueller once again. Bad guy, not acting the right way here. Bob Mueller, once again, will try to get Trump impeached after the election, which is once again goes why this is one of the most important elections of our time, because it's essentially the continuation. 2016 was not done.
Yes.
We saw that.
Right.
Day after Trump won, Brennan, Comey were after him, trying to take him out. They were trying to.
Mm-hmm.
Writing contemporaneous memos that Comey did is essentially the same thing as Michael Cohen having his iPhone on or wearing a wire. If, as we learned yesterday, Mueller wants to ask Donald Trump about obstruction of justice. If he's asking about obstruction of justice, he's not a subject, he's a target of this investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's outrageous.
Yeah.
It's outrageous.
Well, they've been trying. They realize this collusion thing is done, pretty much. I mean, even
I don't know if they realize it, Doctor. I don't know.
You don't.
They're going to argue that it's a broad conspiracy. They're going to remember in the last indictment against the Russian military, an indictment, by the way, I wholeheartedly support.
Mm-hmm.
An indictment I wholeheartedly support. This is what it should do. These Russians, obviously, I don't think they'll ever enter the United States. But in any case, this is the information the American public should have. He made a point to say, one, that Roger Stone was in constant contact with at least senior officials of the Trump campaign. It doesn't matter, first of all. He was persona non grata, especially after Manafort got out of the campaign, if we want to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, he made a point when he said that when Trump said, Russia, if you're listening, release the 30,000 emails.
Exactly.
That Russia right. then tried to hack Hillary Clinton's personal emails. First of all, we've never seen these emails. I would like to see them. You know, she should still get locked up for her conduct. But That is what he's doing. So I don't think they think that. They don't think that. Remember, conspiracy from a criminal charge to criminal law is broad.
Mm-hmm.
There's aiding and abetting. Anyway, that is in their opinion. And it's sick. It's absolutely sick and demented.
Well, once again, vote.
Vote Republican.
Right. Well, that's our antidote to this insanity, an activated citizenry that should be rather excited based on the 500 plus days of this presidency, what he's done with the economy, the things that
National
Barack
Security
Obama. Yeah, exactly. At every turn. Exactly. Now,
it's the spy pathetic Republicans. And I'm telling you, vote for these Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Vote for them because you're voting for Donald Trump. Please vote.
Exactly. Make sure you're registered, vote, and when you go to the polling station, take your neighbor with you, take a friend with you. Don't go by yourself. Let's make sure that our numbers do really count here, because the shenanigans are going to continue from the left, no matter what they do. They claim that they're so concerned about every vote counting, but they don't have a problem when an activist judge vacates 8 million votes at one whack of a pen here. So we need to stay vigilant to this point. Sam, you're exactly right. Now, Rosenstein, a lot of pressure here. Congress last week said we got to impeach this guy. You know, he's resisting. He's not getting us information. What are you saying?
We're in a rock and a hard place. First of all, of course, our wonderful speaker, Paul Ryan, who's a loser, who's leaving. I don't even know why he's still staying there. He should just go to his lobbyist job. Immediately started protecting Rosenstein and saying he's against impeaching him. The fact of the matter is Rosenstein refuses to turn over documents. Rosenstein does not want the American public to know certain issues, and it's about time that Donald Trump does the following.
Mm-hmm.
He can do this right now.
Declassify
everything.
Exactly.
Declassify everything.
Why is he waiting to do that?
I don't know.
I mean, that's the big question. I mean, all the redaction, everything else. I mean, he could declassify and we would know and get to the bottom of this and be down the road and maybe do something more constructive about whether it's the Russia. I think the Russians, yes, they meddled, and I think it was amusement for the most part for them. I don't think they really even thought they would do anything. I think Putin is laughing about his oversignificance, in terms of by the way the media and the left would report. He's a bigger boogeyman than what
entirely unacceptable that they do anything. We've done it to them, and my response is, so what? We can do it, they can't do it. With that said, this really isn't meddling.
Right.
This did not deliver the election.
Mm-hmm.
This did not deliver it. Facebook ads by private Russians did not deliver the election to Donald Trump. Did not help Donald Trump win. Donald Trump won that last election. It was very open. Look, there was even a CNN poll in the beginning of September, September of 2016, that had Trump winning. Now the rest of the polls, they viewed it as an outlier. It was a close race the whole time. He out-campaigned her. I think he won those last two debates, but he certainly did what he had to do. And then it came about the FBI, who wanted to meddle in politics, is a gang that can't shoot straight. And they shot themselves in their derriere because they decided they weren't going to notify the public or look into that sexual pervert Anthony Weiner's computer, which Uma Abedin was using for classified emails with Hillary Clinton.
Amazing.
And that's just the bottom line.
Yeah, really. And the other thing, too, is Trump understood the Electoral College, and he played the game. And he won based on the rules of the game and won with the Electoral College on his side.
To be honest, she didn't have the help to campaign.
Exactly.
She didn't have the help.
Well, Sam, we got to leave it there. Thank you, as always. Appreciate the insight. Sam Nunberg on Bill Martinez Live. You're always welcome here, buddy. Thank you.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the remains of 55 American soldiers killed in the Korean War come back to the United States, Vice President Mike Pence is in Hawaii to meet them.
Some have called the Korean War the Forgotten War. But today, we prove these heroes were never forgotten. Our boys are coming home.
In his remarks yesterday, Pence noted his father was a Korean War veteran.
And I just know there's no place Dad would rather have me be than here.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller is reportedly willing to limit the number of questions his investigators would ask President Trump. Reports are Mueller sent a letter on Monday offering to reduce by half the number of questions they'd ask the president about possible obstruction of justice. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 disc grade.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
That's where you got to set them and keep them there. Keep your feet on the rock. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I don't mean Rock Johnson. I'm talking about the Rock, okay? Former Hollywood actress, pop culture expert, the counterculture mom, Tina Marie Griffin, is with us. Tina, how are we doing?
Hey, excellent. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific here. And again, I always appreciate it. And emails are coming to me and just saying thank you for having Tina on the show to address these cultural horrors that otherwise we may not know about.
Yeah, that's my job. I will tell you, last night, I usually don't have nightmares, but this one was such a long one, and it incorporated several different news stories. So I'm going to be asking God to protect my heart and mind when I'm sleeping at night, just because this stuff is, it just infiltrates all of us. And here I have an extra safeguard, knowing full well when I research this stuff, I'm going to be viewing it and seeing it and analyzing it and reading about it. So. Mm-hmm. Listeners tuning in, I want to help you guys out. Just keep me in prayer when I do the research, because it's crazy. Crazy times, but, you know, Christ is right around the corner.
Well, you know, and the thing is that everything is over-sexualized in our culture, Tina. And this is what happens, you know, when people begin to see things according to their own eyes, when they want to take God out of the equation, you get chaos, lawlessness, sexual aberration that is taking place. And we're absolutely unhinged here. And, you know, and I keep asking God, okay, how much more of this? How bad does it have to get here?
Our
kids are being compromised. Our culture is in tatters. I mean, our culture is even looking to people of faith going, hey, where are you? And, you know, as if we're, you know, look at people of faith are not the savior. There's only one savior. We are to bring the light into the situation here and trying to do the best we can. And of course, I hope there's accommodation and understanding to appreciate that we're only human. We're not perfect. Okay. We're not Christ himself. We are his ambassadors and trying to do the best we can to extend love, grace, and mercy for a lost world who is suffering right now. And I know that there are parents right now going, I don't know how my child got into this. I just don't know what to do. They lack education and knowledge of Christ and faith. And they're really struggling right now, Tina.
Bill, I couldn't agree more. And say to me one day where I could feel we need a two-hour segment. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I always go through my mind, do I homeschool my kids, do I not? And yesterday, I said, you know what? I love ministry. I would skip sleep altogether to keep doing what I'm doing with Counterculture Mom. Mm-hmm. And I will do that till the day I die or Christ comes back, which I think will happen first. But I signed all my kids up again and got their Becca curriculum for homeschooling yesterday. And I said, Lord, you're going to help me balance my days. I'm going to be doing Counterculture Mom, be homeschool my kids. Because to me, even though living in Williamson County in Tennessee, one of the top-notch school systems here in Tennessee, at least mm-hmm. the state, that's why everybody moves here, I still feel a strong sense that we have to make sure our kids are taught in an environment that is God-focused. And I just want to let parents know you can do it, because I'm the one person that would never think that I would homeschool my kids. I was a go-go in my 20s, flying around, you know, let's put the kids in school so I get my work done, to be honest. But I had such joy teaching my kids the last couple of years, and I have four of them in four different grades. It is possible. I have the older kids helping to teach the younger.
Yes.
But I also make sure they're socialized by hanging out with other kids, with families that have the same quality of God-ordained focus for raising their kids. All to say, because they're younger now, so they can be used in the world and know the difference between lies and truth. Right now, our poor kids in schools, like you said, are being fed so many lies from so many angles. It's so hard to give them a fighting chance when we just take them to church, if they go to church on Sunday for an hour. Parents, just do what you can and make sure quality content and truth is going in their minds and hearts. But I also want to blast out when you talk, I'm actually taking notes today because you always give me so many great ideas when you're sharing what you're sharing. If anybody needs help with homeschooling, wants homeschooling ideas, check out my app, counterculturemom.com. We have several bloggers on there that write daily on homeschooling their kids while they have a full-time ministry. Mm. If you don't have a full-time ministry, you definitely will have the time to homeschool kids, but it's still possible if you have a full-time ministry outside the home to homeschool your kids. Check out Counterculture Mom app for that. Download it for free. The other thing is, I don't know why I didn't think about this earlier, but anyone tuning in right now, if you know of a positive TV show, movie, magazine for the kids, series that you're watching, even if it's something positive on Netflix or on the YouTube channel, please shoot me an email at tina@counterculturemom.com, and I will make sure it's included in my parent media guide so many parents know about these positive shows. It's so hard for me to keep up to date with everything out there today. I usually know about the negative, mm-hmm. but I would love to have an arsenal full of positive entertainment coming from the listeners here on your show, Bill.
Yeah, well, we've got it.
Great.
You're exactly right, Tina. Your instincts are right on, because we have to balance some of this stuff off with good porridge, right? It was like the poison porridge. There's plenty of poison porridge out there, but we can give the antidote with some good porridge, and this is where we need our listeners to come in. You know, as great a job that you do on behalf of our listeners and other moms across this country. One statement here I want to add to homeschooling. Homeschooling has come such a long way, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't looked into it, you know, the software availability to help you get through the networking of other homeschooling parents, you know, Tina, you intermix and connect and network with other moms and getting ideas and how to teach the kids. I love the idea, especially with you having four children, is that, you know, I often say that God uses us to teach that which we ourselves need to learn. Sometimes I find myself in front of people, you know, going, gosh, if they only knew, they'd probably think I'm the biggest hypocrite. But little did they know that God used this time so that I would, you know, study up a little bit And in teaching, you know, the Holy Spirit takes over, and all of a sudden you're putting out nuggets of wisdom that God forbid that I would claim any credit for it, but it definitely comes from God. You know, sometimes people think, oh my gosh, that is so brilliant. Well, little do they know. You know, you're just a vessel, you know, you're being used by God, you're happy to co-labor, you know, happy is such an understatement, you know, it really is the joy of the Lord to come alongside and co-labor with God and what he's affecting in people's life, and you're the one that brings that word that goes out, finds its mate, as the Bible says, or that is aptly spoken, that gives, you know, another sojourner through this journey of life, fellow sojourner, you know, some encouragement, you know?
I couldn't agree more. And I want to just be real with the listeners, too. I'm an open book. I thought I couldn't do it. I was in year three, and last year before moving to Nashville, I'm like, I can't pack up a house and homeschool at the same time. Public school is not going to kill them for 2 months. Mm-hmm. Well, our schools in Missouri really are not great. And I put the kids in for 2 months. Came back and cried in my driveway in the truck thinking, what have I done? Because I love teaching my kids, and I am the least patient person in the world. God taught me so much patience in teaching my kids. I have a better relationship today than I did a year ago. They love being taught by me, and not every day is easy. But I also learned a ton. And then when I put them in public school, I spoke at several events with Sam Sorbo. She's an actress in L.A.
We love Sam. We've had her and Kevin on many times.
She's awesome. She pulled me aside. She goes, you did what? It's really nicely. And I love her speaking into my life. I said, I put them in public school and I'm regretting it. She goes, Tina, if I can homeschool my kids, you can homeschool your kids. And she convicted me. And I love Sam for that. Came back home, pulled them immediately out of school. And it was the best decision. I at least I got to see a glimpse of what happened, because the school systems are not up to par, even on educational standards. My kids are going backwards.
Yeah.
And for parents that think it's an 8-hour-a-day job, if you want to teach them and you have a bunch of kids, it might take a couple hours, but there's also many online courses where teachers can teach through DVD series that are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of options.
Well, the thing is, God told us that it's not an 8-hour job. It's a 24/7 job. Remember, when we're rising, we're lying down. There are all kinds of educational moments that interact, right? And I mean, you and the kids were just on vacation, and all the technology was aside. And I imagine that time was just so wonderful and redemptive, because you set aside the technology, and the teaching opportunity was quite extensive. Look, we've got to go to a quick break. We're going to pick it up because we got to talk about Supergirl and Anne of Green Gables after this.
Dan Perkins here from Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your veterans tip of the day. Another promise kept by Donald Trump, and this one is for us, the veterans. The Veterans Mission Act was passed by the Congress on a nonpartisan basis to support all of you who have served our country. The act has many provisions and benefits for you, the American veteran. One major change is to remove the limitations on home health care benefits that was limited to only veterans after 9/11. Another provision gives you the treatment options for private care if you live more than 40 miles from a VA hospital. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your local VA office. Talk to them about how you may gain access to private health care paid for by the VA. Your quality of life depends upon your action. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Fully known and loved by you. You wanna go home no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known. Fully known and loved by you. I'm fully
live.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. John Bona just sent me a shot of his attendance last night at the premiere, one of the premieres of Death of a Nation. That was Dinesh D'Souza's new movie that will be fully released. I guess it's tonight or tomorrow, Tina. Do you know if it's... I think Friday is the official date, but you always get these sneak previews that happen. But this is a terrific movie. We've spoken with Dinesh a couple times and also John Bona and others about Death of a Nation. Of course, the book is releasing at the same time. And, you know, the question is, will Death of a Nation lead to a rebirth of our nation? I'm so grateful for these voices that come out, you know, team into our culture that speak life into it. You know, we can be revived. And just by virtue of what revive means, it means that at one point you were revived, right? And and so you can be revived, and everything that we read about a forgiving and merciful God is tells us, again in my morning reading this morning, is that look at all it takes is turning to God. If you turn to God, He will forgive you. He will, you know, lift you back up and put you in line with your original purpose. And that's our hope and prayer when we talk about getting this country back on track. That's what we hope will happen. I know it is can be so overwhelming, you know, when Tina comes on and talks about the influence of the culture and how bad it has gotten. It's nothing like many of us grew up with. But here we are. We're having to deal with sexual issues and aberrations and... You know, people lying, fake news, a government that is in chaos and the lawlessness. that is demonstrated our borders and even in cities when, you know, law enforcement needs help and they're calling 911 and the city of Portland says, we don't believe in what you're doing. You know, and so we're not sending you help. Really? This is the country that we live in. Is it any wonder that the people of America have mounted a revolution that they understood only started in 2016, but this has to continue. But you got to remember what we're fighting for. It is much more than just a nation. It is the hearts and souls of your neighbors, your loved ones, people that you grew up with, you know, that have gotten lost along the way, that feel like the culture is the answer when they know darn well, Tina, it's not the culture. The culture is the problem.
That's exactly it. And you said something profound in the beginning of our segment on the show today, Bill, where you were questioning how bad does it really get. And I just want to encourage the listeners, let's not let it get any worse. I think if we all get in the game and ask God, okay, I'm here for this time, this purpose, or the talents that you gave me to make a difference with the eyes to see the issues, is what particular do you want me, God, to tackle? And to speak out on boldly in truth with love, but stand our ground for the sake of your cause. And I tell kids all the time, so the last 15 years speaking, I'm willing to take a bullet, Bill, I'm willing to die for the cause. I love this country. I love that it was founded on Christian belief. So many people have lost their lives protecting our country. And for me to sit back and watch our country unravel and get destroyed, no way, not on my watch, not today, not ever. And I want my kids to witness while I homeschool, while I'm out, you know, speaking the truth at a show and the kids are there listening, tuning in and helping people. I want them to see what it looks like to be in the game, to fight for our country, fight for freedom, fight for truth and love, with, of course, Christ as the center. And I just want to encourage your listeners right now tuning in. God gave you a specific thing to do right now. Go after it. Let's not wait any longer for this country to get any worse. And let's take leadership role positions that could change a nation. That's the issue we're having today. Too many people that are lost and confused are in positions that are changing the entire country and what it looks like.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, this is the thing that I struggle with is I see people who are in our government promoting things that that are contrary to the U.S. Constitution. I mean, we talked with John Gondola, former FBI agent and instructor, former military, former Marine officer, and we're talking about the oath of office that the FBI takes. Well, how can you take the oath of office and demonstrate to us what we're seeing, you know, came out of this cabal, out of the FBI. And dare I say, not only the FBI, you can look at the IRS, any other branch of service that takes a similar vow to uphold the constitutional principles to defend us against enemies, foreign and domestic. You know, what is going on? And we have this incursion of people within our government who are antithetical to the constitutional principles. I mean, and even a former president who suggested, more than suggested, flat out stated that the Constitution was elastic. No, the Constitution says what it says, just like God says what he says, and he doesn't say what he doesn't say. So who are you to put that in? Now, you can, you know, there is a remedy. It's right there, but you got to go through the process, and it's a tough process to add an amendment. But that's what debate is all about. The founding fathers put this into play for an exact reason. Otherwise, you know, we're a microwave generation. Now we're going to construct and deconstruct the U.S. Constitution with the same kind of microwave attitude. I think it's very dangerous.
It's very dangerous, and that's why it's so critical to me with politics today and what kids are taught in schools with Common Core. They're not taught how the country was founded, that it was on Christian beliefs. They're told a ton of lies there, evolution. So if you believe you came from Iraq, well, then I don't have any value. I don't have any identity in Christ. And then you've got the entertainment telling them that homosexuality is completely fine. You can be have premarital sex, no problem. Have an abortion, not a big deal. Well, if you get all those attacks from all sides, you've got the kind of generation that we have right now, lost, confused, and the crazy thing is, with shows like what you were mentioning earlier, Supergirl coming out with the first transgender superhero, that just came out. She's a trans activist, Nicole Maines. Mm-hmm. If you have shows like this that are followed by millions of young people, it's warming them up to the idea that homosexuality is just fine, that there's no consequences, that God's just fine with it, even if God is even mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to this country 5-10 years from now when those kids become school teachers, parents of themselves, you know, for themselves, having their own kids? I am floored by a number of moms that I'm seeing online commenting that they're letting their own kids choose if they're a boy or a girl. That's happening right now in 2018. What's going to happen 5-10 years from now? And so when I look in the future, I'm like, we can't sit back on the bench any longer. We have to get in the game. It takes all of us working together. Is there hope? Yes, there is, if we all work together.
Well, the fact is, truth reigns. And it is very difficult for people who are bending the truth and lying and deceptive is that, you still have the truth that's going to hit you in the face. I mean, Bruce Jenner, back in the days when he was Bruce Jenner, right at the start of the transition in that interview, that famous interview, said that he couldn't wait to talk to God, looking for that answer. But meanwhile, he was, feels like, okay, somehow God made a mistake in assigning him, the male gender, that inside he's a female. Well, like all of us who have questions, when we have that moment, when we come face to face with God, it is my humble opinion, Tina, we'll know. We'll know in an instant. And and how many regrets will we carry with us as a result of that? I mean, we will be like Isaiah, just saying, look it, I'm toast. My people are toast. I am toast. And, it's like, how can you, how did we miss it so badly? But again, my focus and what I look at is the very hearts and souls of humanity out there. And, God has blessed us with this nation. And just as God has blessed us, he can unbless us. Just like we've read with the children of Israel and the nation of Israel, he is the one who raises up and destroys nations. And he is the only one who said that Israel would come back again. In 1948, it did, true to his promise. So many of the prophecies that God has given us, about two-thirds have been fulfilled 1,000%. I tell people about a third remain. What are the odds that God's still going to bat 1,000% on those remaining third?
100%. And what's wild? That last third can happen in a week. God.
Yeah.
And I really, that's what I think blows my mind more than anything else, is how fast our country is unraveling at such a quick pace. I look at the news and I'm like, oh my gosh, that happened already. I was thinking that might happen 6 months or 3 years from now if nothing's done. So it's unraveling quickly, but the hope is he's coming back like he said he would. He's coming back again. An amazing song I sang when I was a kid, when I gave my life to Christ at 16. And I think it's so important that everybody taps in now, because when we find our calling and purpose and actually live it out, I am so excited waking up every day to do what God's called me to do. I wish I could skip sleep altogether.
Yeah.
Because I know when we share truth, Bill, as you've seen, when lives are saved, it's worth it.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. Exactly. I try to go every day living like that. But I know I hear the background music that I don't like because I want to keep talking to you, but listeners know, if you text the word media guide, all one phrase, media guide, to the number 44222, you will get my 4-page parent media guide that will help you do a pop culture purge in your home. It's amazing. Get it today. Media guide, all one phrase, 44222. And then please download our Counterculture Mom app. You'll get a ton of help in that area as well. Counterculture Mom app. And I send out push notifications to warn you about what Hollywood's about to do.
Well, we got to call it. We got to wrap it up right there. Tina Griffin, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Tina.
Long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com. And search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't.